Well, today, as everybody knows, this is a great feast day today. Of the Marian feasts throughout the year, this is one of the greatest. And it's only fitting that we celebrate it in the best way that we can, giving to Our Lady our hearts especially, and congratulating her on this special occasion in which she's taken up bodily into heaven. This past Sunday, Deacon Mark talked about one of the aspects of our creed, that we believe in the resurrection of the body. And so this, of course, ties in with that great belief that just as Christ rose from the dead and in his body, bodily, so it was fitting that his mother also had the privilege of being taken up bodily into heaven. In the Book of Revelation, St. John, he talks about the temple, and in the temple is visible the ark. And then immediately he goes into this vision that he has of this woman who is clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. She is kind of a cosmic figure. And he sees further on that there's a great conflict, a great battle, which occurs between this woman and her offspring and the dragon. The dragon seeks to try to destroy both the woman as well as the child. But as we remember in the book of Genesis, this battle between the dragon and the Blessed Mother and our Lord was already prophesied in the book of Genesis, that the woman would crush the head of the ancient serpent. And so today we see the results of that conflict, that who comes out on the victory side, none other than our Blessed Mother herself, because her body was not laid in the tomb to be corrupted, but was taken up to heaven. It was only fitting, it was only right, that she who bore the Son of God in her very womb, in her body for 9 months, should also have her body preserved completely from any kind of corruption. She was completely pure. There was nothing in her of sin, nothing of Satan within her. And so God took her to himself in glory. You know, as Catholics, many of our saints are incorrupt. You can go to San Giovanni Rotondo and you can see the body of St. Padre Pio. You can go to Navarre and you can see the body of St. Bernadette and so forth. So for us, having these bodies that are incorrupt is just further, I guess you could say, weight to our belief that our Blessed Mother's body was taken up to heaven. And there she is in heaven. So we are rejoicing today on this great feast of Our Lady's Assumption. Hopefully everybody's going to pray a rosary today, as our Blessed Mother asked us to do. Wear her scapular, show signs of love for her, because our faith is anything but sterile. It's full. It's beautiful. It helps us all as we consider our own path to eternal life. Mary, help of Christians, pray for us.